Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Deep Industries Q1 FY23 earnings conference call hosted by Go India Advisors. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone telephone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Ms. Sana Kapoor from Go India Advisors. Thank you, and over to you.
Thank you, Melissa. Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to the Deep Industries earnings call to discuss the Q1 FY23 results. We have on the call Mr. Paras Savla, Chairman and Managing Director, Mr. Rohan Shah, Director of Finance and Group CFO, and Mr. B. Ravi, Strategic Advisor. We must remind you that the discussion on today's call may include certain forward-looking statements and must be therefore viewed in conjunction with the risks that the company faces. May I now request Mr. Paras to take us through the company's business outlook and financial highlights, subsequent to which we will open the floor for Q&A. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Sana. Thank you for joining Deep Industries Q1 2023 earnings conference call. I trust you had the opportunity to run through the earnings presentation which was shared earlier. Just to give you a brief introduction about the company, we are one of the largest outsourced natural gas compression providers in India. We have presence in niche segments like gas compression, gas dehydration, workover and drilling rigs, and integrated project management services. After having a great FY22, Deep has started FY23 on a good note. I am delighted to share that Deep has a very strong consolidated order book of over rupees 760 crore. The order book has grown from rupees 400 crore in Q1 FY22 to rupees 760 crore currently, which is an increase of 90%. This provides a strong revenue visibility for next two years. Recently, we got an order of rupees 150 crore for Tata hiring of 2,000 horsepower mobile rigs for the period of three years. We are witnessing a remarkable shift that is happening towards natural gas as a greener source of energy and its rising share in the overall energy basket for India. We believe that this shift is more of a structural shift and is here to stay for long. We are seeing a stronger demand for natural gas and an overall good traction in the industry with a healthy bid pipeline in place. We are also quite positive that we will reach the consolidated order book of rupees 1,000 crore very soon. Coming to the strategic updates, I am glad to share that in this quarter, your company has achieved another key milestone in terms of resolving the case with ONGC in our favor through arbitration tribunal. Arbitration tribunal has cited the termination of the dehydration contracts by ONGC was illegal and also contravened the provisions of the contract agreement. Tribunal has also directed ONGC to pay compensation of approx rupees 108 crore for both the cases. Regarding update of the acquisition of Dolphin Offshore, as we have mentioned earlier that Deep has been issued letter of intent by committee of creditors approving its resolution plan for acquiring assets of Dolphin Offshore Enterprises Limited. Currently, it is at NCLT level and is expected to be completed very soon. Those who are not aware about Dolphin Offshore, it has been a leader in providing services to offshore oil and gas industry. The company at its peak achieved a revenue of rupees 400 crore with an EBITDA margin of around 30%. The company faced existential crisis on account of poor capital management. This acquisition would allow Deep Industries to extend its service offering to existing clients for their offshore assets as well. Overall, I would say that Deep today is a zero net debt company and with good revenue visibility and strong future growth prospects. With that, I would like to hand over the call to Mr. Rohan Shah, our CFO and Director of Finance, to take you through Q1 2023 numbers. Thank you.
Thank you. Good afternoon, everyone. I will just go through the financial performance in brief, post which we will open the floor for question and answer. We'll be comparing numbers on YOY basis for a reasonable comparison. I'll start with the consolidated financials first. Deep has shown an increase of 3% in revenue from operations and of 5% in total income. Other expenses has increased a bit. Finance cost decreased by 45%, which also leads an increase in profit before tax by 4%. The PAT for the quarter showed an increasing trend and increased by 17% to rupees 19.5 crore. Both the EBITDA and PAT margins stand strong at 43% and 25% respectively. Despite subdued environment, Deep has maintained and even marginally improved its profitability ratios. Coming to standalone financials, there is a little drop of 10% in revenue from operations on YOY basis. This was primarily on account of one of our drilling rigs getting demobilized from one client contract on completion of contract and is under remobilization towards other client's contract. This transition phase is of around 3 months. And due to this demobilization and remobilization of the rig, we could not book revenue for that particular rig. Despite that, EBITDA and PAT margins are still strong at 44% and 25% respectively. Strong EBITDA margins, strong order book, and zero net debt status of the company is fueling its growth. With this, I would now like to open the floor for questions.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may enter star and one on their touchtone telephone. If your questions have been answered and you wish to withdraw yourself from the queue, you may enter star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. To ask a question, you may enter star and one. We have the first question from the line of Siddharth from Zenith Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello, am I audible?
Yes, yes.
Yeah. Sir, just a question on this ONGC order only. So, whatever the order we have received from Heroic Solo, whether the income has been booked for this and when the amount, yani, amount is likely to be received from ONGC?
So income is not yet booked. Like this would be the compensation which will directly add to our top line and bottom line. The income would be booked on receipt of amount, actual amount from the client. And we are expecting to get it in this financial year itself.
And sir, just one minor follow-up question, whether this order is again likely to be challenged by ONGC or this is a final, this will be a final order?
No, so,
so this is basically an arbitration tribunal order. So in majority of the cases, this is accepted by the client, but we are not sure that whether this would be challenged or not. But having said that, even if it is challenged, we stand a very strong case. And we are very sure to get the claim in our favor, even if it is challenged at the higher level.
Okay, thank you, sir.
Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Dhruv Mehta from Akash Ganga Investment. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir. First of all, congratulations for a good set of results. So I wanted to ask that how has the performance of RAS been in this quarter, and also if you could please mention the number of CNG boosters that have been sold in Q1.
So yes, RAS has contributed with decent amount. In this particular quarter, they have sold around 9 units of compressor package, CNG booster compressors. The business is picking up slowly and we are pretty sure that it will start picking up soon.
Okay. Sir, I have another question. So could you like give us an update on the project with the Kuwait Oil Company? Like, has anything started on that front?
No, so the bids have already been submitted at Kuwait Oil Company and they are under evaluation for now. I believe maybe in a month's time we should get some outcome of them.
Okay, in a month's time.
Yes.
Okay, thank you, sir. Yeah, that's it.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, you may enter star and one. We have the next question from the line of Gaurav Somani from Kornman Capital. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity and congratulations for the good set of numbers. So I have three questions. So the first one is, what are your CapEx plans going ahead? If you can throw some number on it.
So currently we are doing capex of around 60 crores for different gas compressor projects, and depending on the new awards we might do further capex, but that would be identified only on the receipt of order. So currently we are doing capex of around 60-65 crore only.
Okay. So you mentioned that you are planning to double the capacity of RAS. How much capex do you plan to put in here?
Sorry, I didn't get it correctly.
Double the capacity of RAS which you have. So how much capex you are planning to put in this circuit?
Double the capacity of gas.
RAS.
RAS, yeah.
Yeah.
So for RAS, it is more of an asset light model. For premises, we have already taken up the facility which can cater the double amount of capacity. So even if we'll double the capacity, it will not be much capex. But currently, we are targeting to achieve our current installed capacity and then we'll look for doubling it.
Okay. Any timelines for it, sir?
Maybe in FY24.
Okay. Sir, EBITDA and PAT margins are pretty strong, but that does not translate into ROEs. They seem to be pretty low. So any target ROE which you have want to achieve in the next two to three years?
So yes, since our business is capital intensive and the services are provided with the help of capital equipment, so we are seeing some pressure on ROE because of that. But yes, going forward, we are endeavoring to improve this ROE further. So let's say if we'll be able to optimize our utilization of existing equipment, then ROE improvement will definitely be there.
Any target ROE which we have for the next 2 years, 2 to 3 years? Sir?
So target ROE, we have not yet any such target, but we are trying to improve it further, maybe more than 30-40%.
So, thank you, sir. That's it for me.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, you may enter star and one. We have the next question from the line of Naman Bansali from Perpetuity Ventures. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. I have three questions. So the first one is on, do you see any impact of monsoon in Q2 performance? And how is Q2 going so far in terms of input cost, inflation and revenues?
Yes. So in our one of the contract of integrated project management, we'll face monsoon effect. And since those operations are into the state of Jharkhand, where usually there is a heavy monsoon, so we'll have a pressure on integrated project management service revenue during Q2. Other than that, other costs are in control.
Okay. My next question is that we have 100% and 85% utilization in workover and drilling rigs and in gas compression. So what will be the triggers of your growth for next 2 to 3 years apart from the dolphin option?
So Of course, rig segment is 100% utilized. So there, any new contract with requirement of new equipment will entail into capex. Whereas we have a little chance in gas compression division where we can improve our utilization, and we are pretty sure with this current new orders coming in, we'll be able to improve our existing utilization from 85 to at least 95%. So there will be potential upside there, and there is a good potential upside in gas dehydration segment as well, where our utilization is a little less. We can utilize those assets more efficiently in coming period. And with the requirement of contracts, we may also go for new equipments on compressions and rigs as well.
Okay, okay. And my final question is on the debt side. So as you are a zero net debt company and have a strong balance sheet, so what are your plans on taking up of debt going forward for any type of capex?
Yes, so we have never said that we'll not take debt. We'll definitely go for debt on doing capex. But yes, as a policy, we have always been maintained our debt equity ratio below 1, and we are aiming to keep it below 1 only going forward. As and when required, we may take debt as well.
Okay, okay. Thank you. That's it, Mama sir.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, you may enter star and 1. We have the next question from the line of Sudhir Veda from Right Time Consultancy Services. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon, Paras bhai.
Good afternoon.
See, as we have seen a lot of traction in for the demand, the gas demand, and also the gas prices are very, very high. So a lot of traction would be coming, and that is reflected in the order book also. But as far as numbers are concerned, it is not, growth is not visible in the first quarter. So what could be the reason, and how this FY23 will pan out going forward?
See, in our business, there has been, you very rightly said, there has been a lot of traction. And the reason being is there are the gas prices are very attractive for all the producers. From last 3 months, we are witnessing, as I had mentioned, that there's a huge amount of orders that we have already received. And there are lot many numbers of tenders where we are already L1, but the orders are yet to come. Now, getting the orders and getting it implemented cannot be reflected in the ongoing quarter. Normally, it takes around 1.5 to 2 quarters, because once we get the order, then we plan and design the equipment for that particular plant. By the time we get it implemented, it is normally 1.5 to 2 quarters. So there could be that you may find maybe even the next quarter very close to flattish, or maybe few percentages here and there. But there would be an immediate reflection of the contracts that we already have in hand from the third quarter. So if you have to see the growth, I believe that could be really witnessed only by the end of the financial year, which will bring the correct picture of whatever that we have envisaged, and that would be reflected in the balance sheets.
Understood. So there would be a solid growth in Q3 and Q4.
Absolutely, because as I mentioned, we are currently sitting on around 760 odd crore of an order book. And we are expecting that very soon. See, this is because we are largely dependent on PSUs for getting these orders finalized. But still, we believe that we would easily cross 1,000 crore on our order book, which has to be, delivered by 2.5 years kind. So then that will give a clear idea of standalone what kind of revenue that could be generated. And that will give you an idea of the growth that we stand from the last year vis-a-vis this year and the ongoing years.
Great, great, great. So that means we can grow like 30% over the FY22 in this financial year.
That's my wish list, and we are working towards it.
Great, great. So thank you very much. Thanks for the opportunity and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. Participants, if you wish to ask a question, you may enter star and 1. We have the next question from the line of Kashvi Dedhia from Centra Advisors. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity. Sir, can you give us the breakup of your revenue from different segments?
Revenue from different segments for us, like all services are under oil and gas support services. But if you will ask me particular breakup, then it would be almost 40% from gas compressor package units, that is gas compression services. Almost 35 to 36% from rig services. And balance would be from integrated and gas dehydration units.
Okay. And so what are the margins that you are expecting going forward? Also, if you could specify for different segments separately.
The margins as a whole, we have always tried to achieve EBITDA more than 40%, and will continue to maintain those type of margins going forward. In within the verticals, there are different margins, like gas processing business is having some little higher margin in comparison with rigs and integrated project management. But overall, as a company level, we'll continue to maintain EBITDA above 40% types. Yeah, above 40.
Okay, got it. And so what is the scenario of input costs inflation as of now? And also, how are you looking for it going forward? If you can throw some light on that.
With regards to input cost, yes, fuel cost has impacted us. I think last year there was a major increase in fuel. This year we are not witnessing that high price hike in fuel. So with regards to fuel, costs are in control. With regards to other spares and lubricants and all, they are more or less in control.
Okay. Also, sir, on gas dehydration segment, like your current utilization is 50% and you are like going to double the capacity. So what is your outlook on that?
So gas dehydration, we are intending to improve our utilization rate, and with the bidding pipeline which we have, we are targeting to get these contracts which can improve our utilization rate of gas dehydration units.
Okay, sir. Thank you. That's all from my side.
Thank you.
Thank you. Participants, if you have a question, you may enter star and one. We have the next question from the line of Jatin K. from Invest Savvy PMS. Please go ahead.
Hi. So I have two questions. First is regarding your order book. Can you please give me a segment-wise breakup of the orders?
Yeah, so segment-wise, if we'll have to look around, out of total order book, almost 45% is from gas compression services. Almost 31-32% is from rig services units. And integrated project management and dehydration put together is having balanced order book, yeah.
And in which segment are you expecting some of the major new orders to come in future?
So we are expecting the traction for all the verticals, and primarily gas processing is looks very promising in coming period. Yeah.
And so what EBITDA margins will you be able to maintain on these orders?
So, as I said before, we are targeting to achieve EBITDA more than 40%. So, more or less, we will be maintaining our EBITDA between 40 to 45% going forward as well.
Will you be able to maintain this 40-45% next 2 to 3 years, sir?
Yes.
As soon as the profit, there is bigger profit, many players come into the segment, right? So will you be able to maintain that?
I think in this business, we are there now more than 3 decades, and we have seen all ups and downs, and we have fairly been able to manage our EBITDA margins for all these years. We are pretty sure that we'll be able to maintain this profitability margins going forward as well.
Okay. And sir, on your order that you want with ONGC, When are you expecting to receive the compensation that is directed to the arbitrational tribunal?
So as Mr. Savla said, there can be a possibility that client may challenge it to higher ups. But even in that case, we are expecting that we should get compensation in this financial year itself.
Okay. And so do you have any CAPEX plans?
As of now, we are doing CAPEX of around 60-65 crores and depending on the award of new contract. So whatever order book we have, we are doing further CAPEX of 60-65 crores only. Any on receiving new orders, and if it is a requirement of contract, then we'll go for CAPEX. But that cannot be quantified as of now.
Also, okay. And will you be raising fund? Like, how will you be raising the fund? Is it through debt or internal accrual?
It would be a mix of internal accrual and debt.
Okay. And what are your plans after your acquisition of Dolphin Offshore is completed?
So Dolphin, once we'll complete the acquisition process and we'll get control over that company, we'll immediately start reviving that company. We'll immediately take control of those assets and operations. So, yeah, it will take some time to revive that company. But, yeah, we are quite bullish on it because the clientele of Dolphin are almost same as of our Deep Industries client.
And when do you feel this, you know, this could come into results in your operations?
At least FY24.
FY24. Okay. Okay, that's from my side. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, you may enter star and one. We have the next question from the line of Shrishti from Wellwind Consulting. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. Sir, I was a bit concerned about the competition, and I wanted to know that who are the other players in CNG booster compressors, and what is the revenue and margin potential of RAS for us once you do the entire 250 compressors? And second, I also wanted to know about the import scenario, whether we are importing something in terms of raw material. And third is on the cost side. Is it possible for us to pass on the inflationary pressure to our clients, or do we have to bear it? Also, does your contracts have explanation clause? So, yeah.
So in marketing CNG booster compressors, there are around 7 to 8 active companies who have been participating in the CNG booster tenders and all. Of these, we believe around 2 to 3 companies are have been predominantly present since long. So one of the companies is ICL, the second company is Tulsa, the third company is Sopan. So likewise, there are few companies, they have been in presence in this market for around more than 3 to 4 years. While packaging these booster compressors, there are few equipments which are, which have an item to be imported. We are facing some pressures coming in because the, you know, supply chain has been disrupted and the costs have increased. So there is a certain amount of pressure coming in for the items that have been imported. But at the same time, we are trying to ensure that what all items that we used to procure domestically, we are trying to doing a little reverse engineering and developing on our own so that we have a little advantage to the increased cost that we have towards the import. So net-net, there is a certain amount of pressure coming in for the cost, and also you know, there is an pressure for the time, and that fact is remains true for everyone in this industry across India.
Okay. Okay, sir, that's it from my side. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, you may enter star and one. We have the next question from the line of Siddharth from Zenith Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, sir, I believe, is there any plan to issue a new site, so any preferential allotment or something like that? Because on the agenda for 8th August meeting, there was one item raising a fund. So whether it is a new issuance of sets or is it for some other purpose?
See, we don't have any plans for now to raise capital through the way of equity, but it was an enabling resolution so that we don't go to the board now and again. This was an enabling resolution, and if so, in future, whenever we are required to do a capex on receipt of any orders or so, with the virtue of this resolution, we can go ahead and easily implement that project. But for now, we don't see that.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. Participants, if you have a question, you may enter star and one. As there are no further questions, we will now close the question queue. I would like to hand the conference over to the management for closing comments. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you, everyone, for participating in our earnings call. If you have any further questions, you may reach to us directly or through Go India Advisors. We are happy to answer your questions. Thank you.
Thank you, members of the management. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of Go India Advisors, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.